ladies and gentlemen. It's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
That's right, boys and girls, you're listening to the one and only Probo Show, coming to you live, 8:30 Central European Time. How are you doing, my friends? Oh, what a week. I missed the two shows this week, Natch. I feel like we've had a deficit. Hopefully, you know, today my new router is coming from Movistar. We'll fix the Probo Show studios and you'll never have to miss another episode again. That's my fingers are crossed. Let's see what's coming up in today's show. In 100 Humans, I asked them to name a place adults make friends. Name a place adults go or, you know, to make friends. I asked them that question. You know, someone asked me, I did a Ask Me Anything on Instagram. Someone asked me, Natch, where do you really find the 100 Humans? And of course, my answer was across mountain peaks and through river valleys on my walk to work. I think I make it pretty clear, no? Every episode. I don't know. You're doubting me. You know, I find it worrying. In today's Complete the News, we'll find out what a Brazilian lady took with her to withdraw a bank loan. Something surprisingly newsworthy. You'll be shocked by that one. And today's unpopular opinion, is having a large social circle. Tener un gran círculo social, no lo dices así, ¿no? Tener muchos amigos, diría.
Yes.
Yeah.
Better.
So having a large social circle is overrated. Tener muchos amigos está sobrevalorado. You know, that's me correcting the translation, Alf Natch. You know?
Nivelazo.
That's, yeah. You know, thanks to your teaching. I'm not taking all the credit. I've only been here 20 years, Natch. That's all. It takes a while. How are you doing? Weekend plans, loads of kids' birthdays, you were telling me.
Yes, two on the same day.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. But you got a day off, right? Sunday's off, or is Sunday the day?
I think so, yes.
Okay. You know, you need to have a run-up to those. If I had to go to kids' parties, I'd need at least a couple of days either side just to deal with trauma. I'm going to trauma counselling. What happened? I had to go to a child's birthday. Yeah, dude, you deserve a Nobel. Give yourself a Probo approved, man. You deserve it.
Probo approved.
Me this weekend, I've got... I've probably cleaned the house a little bit. I've got my my first ever family member coming to visit me in 20 years. Coming next weekend. So I should clean up a little bit. I probably won't, to be fair. I'll probably play video games. But whatever, you know, the intention's there. And I will reward myself for the intention. Good boy, Rob. Okay, let's break down some news, shall we? We've got news from the world of... from legislation in the UK. We've got some entertainment news and finally some medical and AI news. Let's get into it. Okay, first UK lawmakers, legisladores... En el, or del Reino Unido. UK lawmakers vote to approve plans to ban smoking for those born after the year 2009. Los legisladores del Reino Unido. I don't know why I find it so difficult to say that in Spanish. Reino Unido. I should know, it's my own country. Votan para aprobar planes de prohibir fumar quienes nacieron después de 2009. Do you like that news? I think that's a positive development, isn't it? You know, a lot of people would say that's an infringement on freedom. It's ageist. But, you know, to create a generation, smoke-free generation, I feel like that's a really clever way to go. Rather than just a blanket ban, just wait for our generations to die off and then eventually, you know, it'll be a smoke-free country. There was another country that did this, one of the Scandinavian countries. And I thought, I kind of applauded the decision then. So after 2009, geez, Natch, we're old, man. We're old. It's starting to sink in, especially after every gym session. It sinks in for me. UK lawmakers have recently passed the Tobacco and Vapes Bill, which prohibits the sale of tobacco products to anyone born after 2009, with the intention of forming the first smoke-free generation in modern Britain. The bridge here says, sorry to tell you this, but you are terrible, Rob. What, for being old? I can't help that, Bridge. I can't help that. By the way, a big good morning to Vero. He says, good morning, beautiful Bohemians around the universe and beyond. Pedro's with us today. Says, good morning. I am so annoyed that I can't participate in the discussion about having a purpose in life. Super interesting. It was an interesting discussion. That was Wednesday's show, if you want to catch up with that one. I saw the news on the Brazilian lady. Okay. No spoilers. So UK are planning to create the first smoke-free generation. Let's continue. Announced by Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, the bill was approved by significant support, passing by 383 votes to 67. Despite opposition from some members of his party who deemed the measure unconservative, the legislation also targets youth vaping by banning cheap disposable vapes and limiting vape flavours. While some critics argue that an outright ban might be counterproductive and could encourage black market for tobacco products, supporters like England's chief medical officer, Professor Chris Whitty, emphasise the tragic health consequences of smoking addiction. True story. Like, the best way to quit is never to start when it comes to smoking. I wish if you're a kid right now listening to the show, if you were to ask me what I wish I could change about my life, one of the big ones is never having started smoking at all, you know, because I've been perpetually trying to quit smoking for the last, I don't know, how old am I now? 46. 26 years, probably, trying to quit. The best way to quit is never to start. That's the truth. Let's see what people are saying. You are old. Oh, no. Oh, my God, says the bridge. You're surprised to hear that? You look at me here looking like an avocado every day, and you think, what? I'm the picture of youth. Yeah, I have the complexion of a walnut, let's be honest. All right, anyway, let's continue on. Next piece of news, entertainment news. Henry Cavill in the news today. Henry Cavill's James Bond trailer gets 2.3 million views despite being an AI fake. El trailer de James Bond con Henry Cavill alcanza 2.3 millones de visitas a pesar de ser falso creado por inteligencia artificial. A fan-made trailer featuring Henry Cavill as James Bond titled Bond 26 has amassed 2.3 million views on YouTube, despite being completely fictitious. The trailer cleverly uses footage from other films combined with artificial intelligence to reimagine Cavill, known for his roles in The Witcher as 007. It also includes Margot Robbie. I did watch the trailer right before the show. You can tell it's not real. Kind of, when I read this piece of news, it came from Hollywood Reporter, that kind of is usually at the forefront of good entertainment news. Yeah, and I saw the trailer, and for me, it was evidently fake. Have you seen it, Natch? The Henry Cavill Bond trailer? And it's not even that good a trailer, if I'm honest. Would you like to see Henry Cavill as James Bond? Is that something?
I don't like James Bond in general.
So oh, okay. No. Too British. Too misogynistic for the Natch, right? You know something that I think they should do with Bond? Set it in the 60s. If you're going to continue making modern James Bond movies, set them in the past. But then I suppose there'd be no excuse for the misogyny, you know? I do think maybe they should retire the character, because I do think the idea, the misogyny and the womanizing is kind of goes hand in hand with the character. And I think it's very hard to separate the two. Although, was Daniel Craig doing the whole kind of, yeah, I don't know. Daniel Craig was a good Bond. Maybe they should have just retired the role with him. They are looking for a new Bond, I'm told, for up-and-coming movies. Anyway, and more entertainment news. Quentin Tarantino's final film won't be The Movie Critic. The movie has been scrapped. La última película de Quentin Tarantino no será el crítico de cine. El proyecto cancelado. Quentin Tarantino has decided not to proceed with The Movie Critic as his 10th and final film, a decision revealed by Deadline. Did you know that, Natch, that he was going to quit after 10 movies?
No.
Yeah. It's been his plan for the longest time. And he's floated several ideas for films he'd like to make. He wanted to make a Star Trek movie, for example. Dude, I would pay good money to go to the cinema to see a Quentin Tarantino Star Trek movie. You know? Just seeing all the characters swearing at each other and lasering each other to death. It would be awesome. Come on. Initially set to star Brad Pitt, marking their third collaboration, the project was anticipated with great excitement, especially following the end of the SAG-AFTRA strike. That was the writer and performer strike that happened recently. However, after rewriting the script, which caused a delay in production, Tarantino opted to drop the project. The Movie Critic, inspired by a real-life character who wrote movie reviews for a pornography magazine, and reflecting Tarantino's own early experience with adult movies, now finds itself shelved, much like his earlier project, The Hateful Eight, which temporarily was set aside after a script leak. Are you a fan of Tarantino, Natch?
Yes, I am.
Me too, on the whole. Inglourious Basterds, great movie. Pulp Fiction, great movie. Reservoir Dogs, amazing movie. Then, are we allowed to say that there are some bad Quentin Tarantino movies? Do you know what I mean? Jackie Brown? I mean, it was okay, but did you see Jackie Brown?
No.
No, of course you didn't. It's not that good. Why would you? And here's a shocker. This is an opinion, an unpopular opinion people hate about me. I don't like Kill Bill. I've pretended to like it in relationships, but I don't like it. I just find it, you know, I get what he's copying, the kind of, are you a Kill Bill fan, Natch?
Yes, I like it.
Yeah? I mean, I get it. I like old martial arts movies, okay? I just don't know. Something didn't connect with me. Something didn't connect. Yeah, and the fact that it was like a two-parter just annoyed me as well. So now two of my Quentin Tarantino movies have to be Kill Bill. Come on. Come on, friends. Let's see what people are saying. Rob, you are like 20 years younger than me, says The Bridge. Yeah, but you're aging more gracefully than I am. I understand, Bridge. Vero says, when I saw the Dragon Balls fake trailer someone made due to Akira Toriyama's death, it was so well done that I thought it was a real movie. Yeah, these AI fakes are getting incredibly hard to distinguish. I mean, on similar news, Microsoft released... This isn't in my script, I'm just telling you anyway. Microsoft released a new photo animation AI software that lip syncs a photo, like synchronizes the lip movement of a photo with sound. Let me tell you, I can't remember the name of it. VWET, VEET, or VEET. I can't remember the name of it, so I'm sorry. But if you search Microsoft AI single photo, you'll find it on Google. The results are incredible. I mean, it is going to become so hard to distinguish between real shot footage and AI fakes. It's going to be incredibly hard to distinguish between the two very, very soon. I think it already is. There is also another similar AI there called, what's it called? Emo, developed by Alibaba. Again, does the same thing. You upload a photo, you upload some audio, and it makes the photo talk as if it were real. It's incredible. I mean, we saw iterations of this like under a year ago, and already it's developed to the point where it's indistinguishable from real footage. I recommend you search for those news. I didn't include them today just because... Too much to talk about. Final piece of news, and then we'll move on to the unpopular opinion. Here we go. AI traces mysterious metastatic cancers to their source. La inteligencia artificial rastrea cánceres metastásicos. Is that right, Nach? No.
I think it's metastásicos.
Metastásicos, thank you. La inteligencia artificial rastrea cánceres metastásicos. Oh my God, dude. I'm murdering your language. This is why Nach secretly hates me. He's got to come in here every day, just murder his language. Hasta su origen. All right, or origen, my bad. I put a tilde there where it didn't belong. Scientists have developed an AI tool that significantly outperforms pathologists in identifying the origins of metastatic cancers or cancer cells, potentially revolutionizing the diagnosis and treatment of late-stage cancers. This tool, detailed in a recent Nature Medicine publication, uses deep learning to analyze images of tumor cells extracted from body fluids, such as those from the abdomen or lungs. By training the AI on over 30,000 images from known tumor sources, the tool not only accurately predicts the source of the tumor with an 83% accuracy, but also includes the correct source in its top three predictions 99% of the time. That could be a game changer in treating late stage cancer, and something I think we all applaud. A cancer, an illness that affects everyone. All right, let's move on to today's unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Okay, we have BTI joining us in the chat. Sam is here, says, hi guys. Vero, what will be next? Yeah, I know, it's crazy. It's crazy how fast video generation in AI is evolving. Metastasikos, has written Vero here. Is that right? Metastasikos. I still find it hard to say. He'll never get me to say that word right. You know how long it took me to say almacenamiento without pausing in between? About 5 years. All right, anyway, let's get into today's unpopular opinion. You'll enjoy this one, guys. Today we have, having a large social circle, tener muchos amigos, having a large social circle is overrated. Está sobrevalorado. Nach, how do you think they voted on Instagram?
True.
They did, sir. The mojo is working today. 87% true. Yeah, we seem to all agree that it's probably a quality over quantity issue. However, if you see someone with fewer friends, I feel like that has a negative connotation over the typical image of what is a social butterfly. Someone who can walk in a room and already know 1,000 people. But is that true? Is that stereotype necessarily true? Well, let's dig into that right now, shall we, friends? The Probo Show, the poor, tortured Probo Show elves provided us with some pros and cons. Let's go through those right now. Okay, here we go. Superficial connections. In the pro argument, saying yes, indeed, having a large social circle is overrated. Maintaining a large social circle often leads to more superficial relationships rather than deep, meaningful connections. Genuine relationships require time and emotional investment, which can be spread thin across too many people. Seems to make sense, no? Just looking at it relatively pragmatically, the more people you have to keep in touch with, the less deep those interactions will be, just with the nature of how many people there are out there. Next point, stress and overcommitment. Having a large number of social connections can lead to overcommitment and social fatigue. Managing numerous relationships can be stressful, particularly when trying to meet the expectations and demands of a wide array of acquaintances. I mean, to criticize that, if you're the kind of person who enjoys having a large social circle, then you're not going to suffer social fatigue. If anything, you're going to impose social fatigue on others, you know. Anyway, let's continue. Quality over quantity. Many find that having a few close, reliable friendships is more fulfilling and beneficial for emotional support and personal growth. These relationships tend to be more profound and satisfying than having numerous, less intimate associations. Yeah. I mean, when you really need to count on someone, I know I have friends in my life that I can count on. You know, and I'm a person who previously had a very large social circle who now has 5 or 6 really good friends and people that I can really count on. And I do definitely prefer one over the other, that's for sure. Final point here, a large social circle can complicate personal privacy and increase the complexity of social dynamics. Issues such as gossip, misunderstandings and conflicting loyalties are more common in larger groups, aka drama, man. Oh, having too many people to keep, you know, in touch with and, you know, to hear the gossip, it's just a drama causing machine. I don't ever want to be in the position in my life again, where I have several little social circles because of the number of friends I have, and there are certain factions within those social circles that can't be together in the same room. No. Why complicate your life unnecessarily? It's simply not worth it, is it? Okay, let's turn our attention very quickly to the chat. We've got some messages here. Vero says, what is really important is that the friends you have are reliable and they're there when you need them. Amen to that, Vero. Amen to that. Pedro's here says, what's unpopular about today's unpopular opinion? Healthy social life is one of the cornerstones of life quality and longevity, as evidenced by a research published by Harvard. But the key is about having healthy and enriching social relationships as opposed to quantity. By the way, Rob, you and all the Bohemians can always count on me. Pedro, let's get a Probo approved for Pedro Vero, please.
Probo approved.
Doing God's work in the chat there. Yeah, See, here's the thing. When you hit your 40s, this is not an unpopular opinion. Ask me this when I'm in my 20s, I would have said, it's not overrated. In fact, I need more friends. Bring them all in. And then the idea of just amassing followers. I think the digital realm has led us to believe that the more that more is better, right? When it comes to followers on social media, things like that. I do feel like the idea of friendship has been somewhat diluted over the years. The idea of a social butterfly, you know, even if you think of the way the contextual relevance, the meaning, the imagery that's brought up by the idea of a social butterfly, is it negative? No, right? It's quite positive. Someone who's just at home in every situation, tons of friends, or walks into any room and they can and they know someone in there, charming. Have you ever really met a real social butterfly? You know, just someone that you have such kind of mundane, boilerplate interactions. Hi, how are you? What are you up to? Good. Have you heard the gossip about? And that's another thing, the gossip. Oh, you know, the more people you know, the more poisoned your environment becomes quite often. Anyway. That's just grumpy Rob talking. Let's get into the cons, saying that no, having a large social circle is not overrated. Let's get into it. A broad social network exposes one to a variety of perspectives and ideas, which can enhance personal and professional growth. It also opens up more opportunities for social career and romantic connections. So here we go, you see, here's the great difference between social circle, the idea of that, in the English language and how that's translated into Spanish. A social circle extends to your online life. And I believe when you say muchos amigos in Spanish, it doesn't. And in fact, I've struggled to find a good translation for Social Circle in the Spanish language. By the way, if you're an international listener, we produce the show from Spain. I know there's a lot of you out there. So it's hard to find a good translation that kind of means the same thing. Can you think of one, Nach? Un red social grande amplio, maybe?
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
But you don't have kind of a frase hecha like Social Circle as we do. So it's difficult to kind of, well, at least I don't think so.
You can understand it. Yeah? You say círculo social. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so good. All right. So we're on the same page, which opens up the possibility to actually, well, maybe this isn't such a big thing. Opportunity is great, right? Provides a wider support network, more contacts, more opportunities. Interacting with diverse groups of people enhances and enriches your own social skills, your own cultural knowledge. For many, socializing with a broad group of people is enjoyable and fulfilling. Enhancing how extroverted you may become in your life, something that is quite a positive attribute, I would say. So there are definitely great positives here that I think we may be overlooking. Has age and cynicism gotten to us? Well, you will tell me. Is having a large social circle overrated? True or false? I will post a poll in the chat and you will tell me. Friends, so many things you could have been doing this morning. An infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me, and it means the world. See you in a second. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay. On with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this morning's Probo Show. It's Friday, guys. We made it. Congratulations to you listening to me in your office right now. Oh, a few hours and you're free.
Oh.
Well, we've covered a lot in the show. Four pieces of news today. We looked at how the UK have just voted or approved plans to ban smoking to anyone born over 2009. Or after the year 2009. I applaud that. As a smoker, I applaud it. Best way to quit is never to start, friends. Then we looked at some entertainment news. A fake James Bond trailer starring Henry Cavill garnered 2.3 million views. Unbelievable. I would dare say that's one of the most viewed AI-generated videos of all time, no? As far as we know, I guess right nowadays you can't tell, right? And then Quentin Tarantino's final film has been scrapped. It's been cancelled. Yeah. He was going to make a movie called The Movie Critic. He cancelled his plans. I'm wondering when his 10th and final movie will actually come out and what it will actually be. I hope he's not in this cycle now. He's feeling the pressure of his last movie needing to be his best. Because then, you know, that's just going to make the process take a lot longer. I'm hungry for another Tarantino movie, even though it will sadly be his last. And then final piece of news from the world of medicine and AI, how AI traces mysterious metastatic cancers to their source, possibly a game changer in treating late-stage cancers. Which is it's amazing news for everyone. And then finally, we moved on to our unpopular opinion, which was having a large social circle, which isn't necessarily tener muchos amigos. Tener un gran círculo social, red social. Yeah, because you can have... So here's the best way to describe it. You can have a large social circle, but have a few close friends. Do you know what I mean? Like having a lot of acquaintances is a word we would use in England. Anyway, so let's go. A lot of ideas here in the chat. The votes are still going on as we speak. Oh, you guys are doing good work here. We'll get to the final vote in a second. I wanted to pay some attention here. Círculo de Amigos, said Sam, is a good translation. Okay, thank you, thank you. Vero says the problem comes when those friendships become routine, same conversations and problems every freaking day. When that happens, run, says Vero. I would say that's probably more likely with acquaintances rather than real friends. Yeah, the larger your social circle, the more you repeat the same information over and over again. It's one thing that annoyed me about it. But that's not to say it doesn't have its advantages, right? You know, having a large social circle quite often makes you the problem solver, you know? The people who can connect people. Rob, you don't know someone who could possibly, you know, help me with my taxes. Well, actually, I do have a friend, you know? Let's continue. More comments here. Sam says, it's not the amount, it's the quality of that circle. Yeah, true story. I would agree with that. I don't think we should run from friends, says Pedro, even if they have the same problems every day. I agree we shouldn't let them affect our lives, but we may come across similar situations in our own lives as well. Deep relationships are like our own lives. Ups and downs. True story. True story. Like Andy and I. She's my best friend in the world. She's like my sister. And I hear her talking about the same problems over and over and over again. And vice versa. She hears me talking about the same problems over and over again. But as good friends, we ignore each other while pretending to listen. You know, when that glazed look falls across your face and you're just nodding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's not true. That's not true. But yeah, I kind of agree with Pedro's view on this as well. Okay, people have voted. I talk from experience. This is from Vero. My ex-best friend was talking about herself. When I tried to change gears and talk about me, she got mad and blocked me. She was trying to change my way of life. Oh, she was always talking about herself. Yeah, I know what you mean. That was a toxic friend, says Pedro. Yeah. Yeah. I know people who struggle, particularly in adulthood, with friendship, maintaining friendships, finding friendships. I wonder quite often, you know, if you were to count, how many close friendships do you think you have, Natch?
Two or three.
Two or three. So me and two other people. Awesome. 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 I'm not saying I'm jealous, Natch, whatever. two or three, yeah. Same. Maybe like five really close friendships. But then I do have, okay, going a little bit back on what I said earlier, so it's not too, I didn't want to kind of sway the vote. I do have quite a large social circle. Do you know what I mean? I have people... I know a lot of people who help me out in situations. I know a lot of people. I can, if required, be that person who links people together. Rob, you don't know someone who works in law. Rob, you don't know someone who works in, you know, whatever, cleaning, in fabrication. Oh, well, I might be. Kyle Miller is a little bit the same as well. He's got a very small group of friends, but a large social circle. I think... the problem is we find it hard. There's a line that blurs between friendship and social circle, friendship and acquaintance, you know. It's a little bit like getting into a romantic relationship, but one of the people, you know, are just looking for a short-term fling. The other person's looking for a lifetime commitment. Yeah, it can be quite confusing. And I do think, I still maintain the opinion that having a large social circle or being a social butterfly has positive connotations. And quite rightly so. You know, quite rightly so. I think with age, we tend to think about the effort required in maintaining that social circle and, you know, just get tired at the thought. In fact, I'm saying I have a large social circle, but there are people that I haven't reached out to in ages. Used to be that social media would facilitate those friendships, those connections, without having to reach out to people individually. And nowadays, I don't really use my social media. So a lot of those connections I was talking about have possibly defunct by now, you know? Let's see what Pedro's saying. Coming back to the unpopular opinion, I think having a superficial level of relationships with a large group is also okay. I think it may serve a specific purpose. For example, in my case, I do have friends like that in the context of sports. We go out, plan stuff together and have fun, but not sure if it's a deep friendship. Maybe the key is in balance. Large circles for certain things, few deep relationships for others. Here's where Pedro has kind of hit the nail on the head. Clavado. El punto aquí. Pedro, can we give him a Probo approved, please?
Probo approved.
Yeah, I think for me, well, before I get into my final thoughts on this, let's read some comments as given to me from people on Instagram. Ella here says, honestly, managing a huge group of friends feels like a full-time job. I keep my circle tight for less drama and more meaningful connections. Quality over quantity for me all day, says Ella. Nessa says, it is for me. I'd rather have a healthy one, even if it's tiny, of true friends, quality over quantity. Ron with an N, almost the perfect name, Ron. It's one letter out. Back in my day, we knew everyone in the neighborhood, but big circles aren't all they're cracked up to be. It's good to have a few folks you can really rely on. Priya, and apparently it's Priya, I'm pronouncing it okay. she said, Priya, writing to us again, said, it's about the right connections, not the number of connections. Okay, good, good. And finally, Mike, I'm all for big group of friends, more people, more vibes, more stories. Okay. Okay, let's get to the vote. What did you guys opine on this? So I released a poll to the chat. I said, having a large social circle is overrated. You guys said 80% true. Bridge here says, hey Rob, Ruby is only one letter out too. True story. Just drop the Y, Ruby. No, then it'd be Rub. That's not good. All right, so there we go. 80% true. What kind of the place where I kind of come to a head with this is the word overrated. I don't think it is. My opinion would lie there. I don't think having a large social circle is overrated, because I don't think, whereas there are positive connotations to the idea of being a social butterfly, there definitely are positive connotations to that. I think they also comes with a hefty weight of negative connotations. I tend to think of the social butterfly as being quite superficial. Does that ring true with you, Natch? Do you relate with that? I mean, we mutually know people who fall into this category of a social butterfly. I mean, I couldn't put my finger on that person's real group of close friends, but I know they know a lot of people. So I do think it comes with its negative connotations as well. So for me to say yes, this is certainly overrated, I believe not. And also, having a large social circle certainly comes with its advantages. Having lots of contacts, having loads of connections, there are infinitely more career possibilities for you. A lot of my early career advances in the world of entertainment, in the world of media, theatre, happen simply because of my social connections. In marketing too, positive word of mouth, good networking, you know, activity on LinkedIn, meeting socially with other people in my sector, helped push me to a successful career in marketing, in the more businessy aspect of what it is I do. Don't forget, it's professional bohemian. So yeah, there are definitely advantages that we kind of tend to think of as superficial. We look at these relationships that are purely based around an activity, whether that be a business one or, as Pedro mentioned, their sports. And we tend to think that they have less value than a real genuine deep friendship. And I would agree that the value isn't there, but that's not to say that they're not valuable. There is definitely great joy and great value in having those connections that that can forward you, your life, or even if it's just a gym buddy who goes with you to work out. There is definitely value in those. So as far as it being sobrevalorado, overvalued or overrated, I would say no. But you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that, right, Natch? He'd say, well, that's just your opinion, Rob. And opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one and they all stink. Let's move on to today's 100 Humans. Okay, this is going out for Carmen, who asked me the question on my Ask Me Anything. Carmen, strap yourself in. It was a long walk to work this morning. Across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And I encountered 100 humans, and I asked them all a question. Today's question was, where do adults go to make friends? Where do adults make friends? Nombre un lugar donde los adultos hacen amigos. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top seven answers right here. Your job in the audience is to identify those top seven answers. Sam says, people drain my energy, but if you are a butterfly, then for you, it's good to have a large social circle. Each one knows what is better for yourself and what makes you happy. True story, Sam. Really switched on there. I like that. Impeccable conclusion, Rob, says Pedro. Thank you, thank you. All right. As always, you know, we have to go to the Oracle to kick us off. What do you think? What do you think?
To a bar.
To a bar. To get to have a drink. In a bar. In a drinking environment. Okay, a lot of people, like, I got a ton of response on Instagram with this one. I'll read a few of the names. We've got Celia, Andrea, Vero, MC Villa, Chica de la Segunda Fila, Juan Carlos Vera, Nessa, Gemma Racino, Ana Casan, Ravdot, many more people, a ton of you. Thank you. B. Lopez, Mushki, KNDY, Materio Scura, Rosa, aka Raz. Sorry if I didn't read your name out. There are a ton here, and I've been told it's annoying when I just list off a ton of online names. Okay, so here we go. Bar, says Natch. Chica de la Segunda Fila agreed, and as did a bunch of others. Is it there, though? Yes, it is. Well done, Natch. 21 of 100 humans said a bar, but it's only in second place. It's only in second place. You're close, though. All right, let's see what people are saying in the audience. BTI says the internet. The internet. Online. Is that a place you make friends? Online? Surprisingly, not that many people on Instagram said online. One or two said social media and things of the like. I've made friends playing video games or streaming, other online activities where you make friends. Is it there, though? Online, said BTI, or on the internet. Well done, BTI, it's there. It's there, sir. 5 of 100 humans, also in fifth place. Name a place where adults make friends, online. Okay, good. Pedro says work. Yeah, I would say at least 20% of the people who responded on Instagram said work too. Work, is it there? Still laughing about that. So me and two other people line. Thanks, Natch. Is work there? Yes, it is. Well done, Pedro. Another human with their mojo on point. Why? Because it's the number one answer. Yeah, 31 of 100 humans said work. And yeah, a lot of you. Mushki. A ton of you. Andrea. A ton of people said work. All right, let's continue. What do we have here in the chat? We have clubs. Clubs. Suppose club could be like You know, it could be a social club, or it could be a nightclub. I think people mean social club. A few people, join a club, said Nessa. You know, like a reading group, or, you know, a gymnastics club, or whatever people do. I don't know. Is a club there? Yes, it is. Well done. It's in sixth place. You guys are on fire. BTI says the gym. The gym. Is gym there? Yes, it is. Well done. Wow, the audience are killing it today. The gym. Although I would say you can't make friends in the gym. You cannot make friends in the gym. I know you don't go to... Have you ever gone to a gym, Natch?
Only once.
Yeah, yeah. And the abject horror when someone's talking to you in the gym. It's just the worst. I can't believe people flirt in the gym. It's like, I do not... This is not my best moment. Don't talk to me. Avert your eyes. God. Anyway, so gym is there, though. 14 of 100 humans said gym. Third place. Well done. Pedro says church. Believe it or not, a bunch of people on Instagram said church as well. I'm struggling to find them right now. I think it, actually only one person said church. It was prior. Church is there. Well done. It's the fourth most popular answer. 13 of 100 humans said church. Well done, well done. There were a few funny answers, but I'm scrolling and scrolling and I can't find them. Someone said Vaughan Town in the chat. It was a nice plug for... Atheldan said Vaughan Town. Pedro says Vaughan Town as well in the chat here. Which I would say is kind of like a course, education. Yeah. Sadly, that's not there. That's not there. Sam says, having kids. It's a good way to make friends with other parents, right? I mean, I'd say that's a little extreme. I'd say maybe join an English class or something first. Rather than just, you know, immediately. You know, I wish I had more friends. It's a good answer, though. An accurate one, I would say. BTI says a cruise in the chat. It says traveling, things like that. Someone else said cruise online. As did they say trips, traveling, going on holiday, a group trip, Izzy, organized trips, says B. Lopez. Is vacation there? To go on a vacation to make friends? Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. No clues, you nailed it. I asked 100 humans to name a place adults make friends in position number
7.
Vacation on holiday in position number
6.
A club, like a, you know, you maybe go to learn something, do something with like-minded individuals. In position number
5.
We had online, possibly the most successful way to make a friend nowadays. In position number
4.
We had church. In your place of worship. Again, you know, you're in a community of like-minded individuals. In position number
3.
Gym. At the gym. In el gimnasio. 14 of 100 humans said that. In position number
2.
We have a bar. Un paf. You know, basically anywhere you can go and go drinking. 21 of 100 humans said that one. And finally, in position number
1.
Where people go, where adults go to make friends. Work. Let's go to complete the news.
Complete the news!
Yeah, a lot of good answers. BTI here saying strolling, wandering, roaming in parks. Sounds a little creepy, but yeah, I guess. Technically speaking. What are you doing? Just roaming the park. Looking for friends. But yeah, I'm sure it works. Actually, you know, when you've got a dog, you do end up making friends with people in the park. You know each other's dog's name, but not the human's name who's associated with them. I guess we're aligned with 100 humans on how to make friends, says Pedro. Absolutely. I spend so much time with my daughter's friends that parents have become my friends, says Sam. All right, let's get into it. Here we go. Complete the news. Real news headline, but I'm going to leave out some important information. With the three options I give you, you will complete the news. Here we go. A Brazilian police detain a woman suspected of taking blank to withdraw a bank loan. La policía brasileña detiene a una mujer sospechosa de llevar a blank para retirar un préstamo bancario? Is it A, a dead man, un hombre muerto? Is it B, a gun, una pistola? Or is it C, a ransom note? Una nota de rescate, would you say? A ransom note? All right, that's killing it. All right. A, B, or C, Brazilian police detain a woman suspected of taking blank to withdraw a bank loan, un préstamo bancario. Suspected of, sospechosa de. What do you think, friends? A, B, or C? It's a tie in the chat right now. What do you think, Natch?
A.
You think A? A dead man. A dead man. Hmm. Well, you know, half of the chat agree with you. Half of the chat do not. What is it? Yeah, a dead man. I don't know. It was in Rio de Janeiro, if that's any help to you deciding, chat. I don't know if I like ending on a tie, Natch. I feel like that's unfair to you. That is if you win or not. I don't know. How sharp is your mojo today? We'll find out. All right. Okay, it's a tie. It's a tie in the chat. They can't decide between A or C, dead man or ransom note. No one thinks B, a gun. And Natch is... I'll tell you what, because it's a tie, Natch. If you do get this, you win. All right, here we go. A Brazilian police detain a woman suspected of taking... It was a dead man. Yeah, because Natch, because they were in undecided. I give that to you. Well done. Well done. You're on top this week. On top this week. Yeah, in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, a woman was detained by police after being suspected of taking a deceased man, who she claimed was her uncle, to a bank in an attempt to withdraw a loan. She weekend at Bernie'd the bank. I love it. I love it. The incident, which was captured on video. Oh, God. That must be a gruesome, but at the same time, hilarious video to watch. Captured on video at Itaú Bank branch showed the woman trying to position the man's hand to sign for a $3,000 bank loan that required his authorization. Oh my God. All right, friends, there you have it. She was literally asking her dead uncle in a wheelchair to sign a withdrawal. My God. That was so funny, says the bridge, Sam. They have done that in so many movies. I know. Friends, look, that's all we've got time for today. Let me tell you something. What an amazing week of programming. Sorry there were only three this week. Hopefully my internet gets fixed and we can go back to normal evening shows as we used to. One thing I would say is a big thank you. Let me tell you something. It means the world to both me and the Natch. We love you guys. Why? Because there is literally so many things you could have been doing this week. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you next time.